Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's nice. It's refreshing. I think it's very important because not only do you not have to worry about, you know, hearing sirens at night or gunshots, you are able to come outside. You are able to come outside. You can be free. You can be whoever you want to be.
I already told my friends about it. They're coming next year.
Some of the campers that have enjoyed City Kids Camp. We'll actually talk to one of the kids live in a little bit, too, about what their experience was. Lisa, I know you want to hear the kids' voices.
I want to hear the kids. I think that's what encourages people to give. These are the lives that we're impacting, and they have a voice, and we should give it to them.
Hector Corona's camp is City Kids Camp. Hi, Hector.
Hi, you guys.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. This is our third year.
On your right is one of the board members, Bob Evans, who we frequently talk to about this. Hi, Bob.
Good afternoon.
So we want to send 100 kids to camp. That means we're going to need to raise $60,000. How many campers do we have right now?
Right now we have $29,220, and that is about 48 kids.
Hey, we're about halfway there.
Yeah, well, I think that you're shooting a little low, John. Quite honestly, I don't like when you say send 100 kids, because, you know, I'm of the thought, send 200.
What are you, David Hochberg?
That's who we should hit up. Has he made a donation yet?
I'm sure he will.
Okay.
Hochberg is as generous as you are. Our boss just sent two campers. My goodness, how generous is that? And I know a lot of you like the idea of doing this, but you're not going to go clean up the camp. You're not a camp counselor. What can you do? You can send a kid to camp. When the kids go to camp, what do?
They hike. This year, they're going to do yoga, bike, around the whole camp for hours, swim, fish, just paint. And we have a media room now, so they're going to do TikTok videos. So a bunch of activities.
Operators are also taking calls until 4 o'clock today. Only today until 4 o'clock. The phone number to call is 888, cover me on this, Bob, 245-4377.
Correct.
If you want to talk to somebody and give them your credit card over the phone, you can call 888-245-4377. I'm announcing that for the first time. You'll get in right now. If you do get a busy signal, the many phone lines will be busy, but you can leave a message. But the number to call right now is 888-245-4377, right?
Absolutely. That's the number.
Anything else that you want me to mention on this little list that you gave me here? What's this all about?
Those are folks that have already called in or donated over online.
Betsy Naples, Carl Streeter, $600. Wow, thank you. Dave and Anita Blatty, Linda Butcher or Bucher, B-U-C-H-E-R, Mary Boyle, that's my boss. Mary, you're amazing. Adele, thank you for making a donation as well. And I think that's Tom Fortino. Hey, Tom, you're on WGN Radio. This is our friend from the Alpha Wealth Group. How well are you, Tom?
I'm doing great. How you doing, John?
Pretty good. You're going to help the City Kids Camp again this year?
Well, how can I say no to you? One of the nicest guys on the planet. You ask me, I got to come up with that.
So. You always do, and it's an easy ask. And just real quick, Tom, I won't keep you but a minute. Why are you going to give to City Kids Camp?
Well, I mean, there's nothing better. You see how it impacts these children. I'm sure there's children today. Well, now they're probably adults that think back to this time and the ability that they had, the opportunity, I should say. And, you know, it's probably been pretty impactful on their lives. I'm sure there's many, many stories. So that's pretty powerful.
The Alpha Wealth Group has a Alpha Wealth Radio Hour on WGN Radio Sunday mornings. And Tom is very good at managing your money. And if you can just manage to make a donation right now, it makes a difference in a kid's life. Okay, Tom, we'll be in touch. Thank you. Oh, by the way, Tom, how much are you donating to City Kids Camp?
I think it's $5,000.
Oh, wow.
Tom, it is $5,000.
It is now.
Yeah, you said it.
It is now, yes.
Well done, Tom. God bless
All
you
right.
and everybody
hey,
over there. Thank you,
God
sir.
God bless you. All right, you take care.
You're doing the math on that, Bob? So that's $100.
Nearly 10. Five,
that's
almost 10.
Almost 10 campers. Nine would be 50. So eight plus campers right. just got on the bus. So we're over halfway now, right?
And here's the thing. We understand not everybody can send a camper and pick up a tab for $600. So any donation helps. You can do it privately, anonymously, however you want. Just go to WGNradio.com/camp. It makes a difference in the lives of a kid that you will never meet, yeah. but whose life will be forever changed.
You know who also amazed me? I don't know a lot about Avondale Roofing. Did you?
Ryan Collette did such an amazing job, and he fixed four roofs.
How did
roofs
he find out about this?
Through you guys.
He heard about it on the radio and said,
but
instead of just writing a check, which I think he will, he said, we're going to go down there and repair some of the cabins.
And he did. That was awesome.
Ryan is now on a phone line. Ryan Collette from Avondale Roofing. What's going on, sir?
How are you?
We're good. How did you hear about it? Why did you decide to help out City Kids Camp?
We heard about it through WGN. So they definitely told us about the program and just seemed like a great cause to help the kids and help the camp and just make it that much better for everybody.
What did you do down there?
Hector just had a few different issues on some of the roofs and some fascia that had flown off in windstorms and things like that. So sent some guys down there to repair some stuff and try and get everything watertight for camp season.
Ryan, did you go to camp as a kid?
Not that camp. I went to plenty of camps as a kid, but no, I didn't know that one specifically. But, again, it just seemed like a great cause to, put some money towards.
I was so homesick as a camper, and I was in high school.
Not me. They had to drag me away from camp to get me back home.
What was the best part or worst part of camp for you, Ryan?
I think, all my memories of any camp is always great. I think as a kid, it's a great experience to be able to go away from your family and sleep away for a couple nights. And it always seemed like an adventure. So, I think any kid that gets to experience that, it's a great learning experience at that age.
If I need a new roof, I know who I'm calling, Avondale Roofing. You guys are located where?
We have an office in Des Plaines near O'Hare and then office in Edgerton near Madison, Wisconsin as well. So we kind of cover most of the Midwest.
We'll be in touch. Thank you so much, Ryan Collette, for what you and your staff have done. And you're going to make a donation, which I don't think you need to. I think the service in kind was more than maybe you're going to write us a check for. But I heard something about a $2,000 check. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, we're doing a match as well. Yep.
Okay, so $2,000. Could you make a donation? They'll match it up to $2,000. The number to call is 888-245-4377 or go to WGNradio.com/camp. Thank you, Ryan.
You guys have a great one.
That must make you feel good when people step up like that.
It's so awesome. I mean, we've seen so many volunteers help out and we do a lot ourselves, and when we see 70-plus volunteers come in from WGN, that was awesome.
You know, Hector, you grew up in a neighborhood where people did not coexist peacefully. Kids didn't coexist peacefully, right?
What I wanted to mention yesterday was I always felt like I was the odd man out. So I fought against kids from different sides, and
yeah.
It was just tough. I was bullied a lot in high school. And grammar school, so it's been a hard path for me.
Yeah, but it must be so rewarding to see these kids come from different neighborhoods and to coexist peacefully in an environment where they all feel safe, and what they take away from that has to be monumental in their
lives.
And
that's our whole objective. We always want to bring kids from all walks of life, and we want them to be able to just have fun like kids.
Yeah.
And I want them to have an experience where it's not just camp. You say they don't notice some of the blemishes, and I believe it. But I also think the more respect we pay to the physical grounds, the more respect it reflects to the kids.
Correct.
It's not just a place. We're actually making it as nice as we possibly can. So there's Bob in the corner of the camp all by himself painting
with
a pavilion that may or may not get used. And I thought, if they use that, they're going to see somebody cared.
My painting partner Chad came in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did get you some help, yes. Didn't we?
And we didn't talk about the goats. Those are these amazing goats that are there.
It is a real rural experience.
They were awesome. That would make me want to go back.
The goats they're adorable. Frightened me, but they wanted to make friends with Bob.
You want to hear something? We're picking up 20 chickens on Friday. So hopefully they won't be eaten by foxes or raccoons.
Right.
like they did last year. So.
But that's okay. That's okay, because that's all part of nature, and that's what we want kids to know. If you're just getting into the car, this is a City Kids Radiothon on WGN. It's the one time a year that we ask you to please pitch in and help send a Chicago kid to camp, a kid who has no other way to get to camp. You can do that two ways. You can go to WGNradio.com/camp, or right now, why don't you be one of 10 people that just pick up the phone? We know there are literally tens of thousands of you listening. Be one of the 10 that picks up the phone right now and says, okay, I'm going to do this. The number is 888-245-4377.
Or go to WGNradio.com/camp. Bob Evans is on the board. He's in the studio. And I think you're able to track the donations?
Yes, I am, John.
So let's add in $2,000 from Avondale. Let's add $2,500 from the Alpha Wealth Group. Or was it $5,000?
$5,000.
And then add another $2,500 plus anything else that's coming in. What are we at right now?
So we are at $43,270. That's 72 kids.
We're shooting for 100 kids to camp. How far can you help us go? That's the number to call.
He's shooting for 100. I'm shooting for 200. I know how kind people in this city are.
I know that they want to do good, and they sometimes just don't know how. Like, well, how am I going to do that? You can pick up the phone right now and call that number. 888-245-4377. 888-245-4377. Someone will answer the phone and take your credit card, or you can go to WGNradio.com/camp. We're going to pause for the news and come back and just take 1 hour of Lisa Dent's show with your permission.
Absolutely.
We'll be doing this. We'll hear from some campers in the next hour, too. This is WGN.
It's nice. It's refreshing. I think it's very important, because not only do you not have to worry about, you know, hearing sirens at night or gunshots, you are able to come outside. You are able to come outside. You can be free. You can be whoever you want to be.
Wow! I already told my friends about it. They're coming next year.
Big smiles on those kids' faces. Big smiles.
Free to be who you want to be. I am.
Isn't that an amazing sentence?
Yeah. I just can't imagine as a kid knowing people in your neighborhood got shot or were victims of crime, and how you cope with that and what kind of fear that probably instills in you. So the fact that you can get out in the middle of nowhere, and it might take a moment, right, Hector, to feel safe?
It takes a couple of days for adjustments, yes.
Yeah.
For the kids to feel free to be me. I mean, did you ever worry about riding your bicycle and somebody harming you in some way? No.
No,
I didn't.
Never, never. And that's why these kids spend so much time on their bikes. So, hey, will you be that person right now that helps send a kid to camp? Look, the number is 888-245-4377. We've got a team of volunteers willing to take your call. Or if you're at your desk, just go to WGNradio.com/camp. That's what this is about today. It's the City Kids Camp. John Williams is in the studio. Hector Corona, who is the founder of the camp. Bob, who is a longtime board member. And of course, a lot of text messages coming in about the Mag Daddy. The Mag Daddy is Mike Smith, and he passed away. And in his honor, all of his friends and family get together, and they created that Zen garden where kids can do yoga.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was this weekend, and we created four beautiful platforms, and then they created a Zen garden that looks unbelievable.
And what do the kids do at the Zen garden?
Well, they're going to actually, we hired a yoga instructor to teach the kids meditation.
Really?
Yes.
That actually might be more than just killing time playing basketball. That might be a life lesson.
Yeah, but we need them to actually calm down.
I get it. I get it.
During the whole week, they're running and playing and just having fun. And this is a way of them to just
decompress.
Calm down a little. Yes.
Thanks to Marion Clark, Janice Gallagher, Dawn Mulligan just said, I'm sending a kid to camp for $600.
Thank you.
Patricia Kleiderer, $1,200 sending. Thank
you.
Two kids to camp.
If you can only send half a kid, $300. If you send $6, it all adds up. Can we just ask Bob Evans? Bob, what's the math right now? How many kids? He's writing some numbers down here.
I'm writing them down.
He's dividing by 600 the number of dollars that have come in. Oh, for a device where you could just punch in the numbers and it would happen automatically. A calculator would come in handy at a time like this.
Let me give you the number. It is 888-245-4377. Put your name on that list and know as we go into Memorial Day weekend that you've helped out a kid in Chicago whose life is so dramatically different than yours. What do you got, Bob?
We've got $50,240, and that is 83 kids.
Oh, that's
I'm shooting
awesome.
For 100. Lisa thinks we can get a lot more than that.
I'm always shooting for 200. I mean, Hector, over the course of the summer, you're going to have 900 kids there.
A total of 900 kids, yes.
All right. And Rhonda's on the phone. Rhonda, how are you today?
I'm great.
Good. A lot of people are asking, how do kids get chosen? How do they, get to be the lucky kid out of their neighborhood that goes to City Kids Camp? And I understand that you're part of that team.
She's part of an organization called Bounce for Joy. Hi, Rhonda. Welcome back.
Hi. How are you doing?
So do connect the dots here. Kids go to camp, but what's your involvement in lining the kids up?
Okay, I'm a partner with Hector. I bring 50 kids or more, 75 this year.
Wow.
To the camp because I work in the schools in the inner city, and the kids that are in my program, I bring to the camp.
And Rhonda, what kind of trauma have some of these kids experienced in their own neighborhoods?
Well, in the area that I'm in the schools, there is gang-related situations. There's shooting, robbing, and this is, you can hear gunshots.
And so when they go to camp, it's like a total escape. I mean, most of us went to camp and it was just to get into nature. This puts them into a safe space and lets them know there are people, adults, that they can look at as role models.
This is true.
Rhonda,
as a matter of fact, some of the students who I've brought in from the past is their favorite time of the year.
I bet.
One last thing, Rhonda. I know you've got an appointment to get to, but I did ask you earlier today if you were able to join us on the air to just tell us one story about one kid that you thought really had a positive experience. What would you say?
I would say, matter of fact, I have a few kids like this, but this particular kid found that this was a place where they could have peace. Matter of fact, the kid calls me in January and asks me, we're still going this year?
Aww.
And I recently spoke with their mother, and she's like, they have asked every single day. So they understand this is a reward for them. They do well in their academics and do well with their grades, and they really focus on making it to the camp every year.
That's fantastic. Thank you for doing what you do, Rhonda.
Thank you.
We need somebody right now to call and send one of those kids to camp. To pick up the tab, the number is 888-245-4377. It looks like there's five people available right now to take phone calls. Yes, you can't see them, but they're there, and they really want to talk to you. So pick up that phone and make that call, 888-245-4377.
And more people actually, I would like to call, but you can do it online, and I know more of you prefer to do it that way. And that's City Kids Camp. The link that we have is at WGNradio.com. Go to our website, WGNradio.com/camp. There's a Donate Now button. You can click on that. I personally tried it out. Brenda said, how much did you give? And I told her, and she goes, oh, we're giving more than that.
Oh, so, yay for Brenda.
So, yeah, but I wanted to make it a test drive. It's very easy to do. And if it's $600 per, what do they get for $600? That's meals, insurance, guidance, activities.
Everything. So they're at camp from Monday to Friday. And just, we take them swimming. We basically give them T-shirts, and they just have played like kids, and they have fun.
Yeah.
So
it's nice. It's refreshing. I think it's very important because not only do you not have to worry about, you know, hearing sirens at night or gunshots, you are able to come outside. You are able to come outside. You can be free. You can be whoever you want to be.
Wow. I already told my friends about it. They're coming next year.
It's the 2025 City Kids Camp Radiothon. We only have about, looks like less than 40 minutes left, and this is the one day a year that we take time out of this radio show to do something that we think definitely impacts the city of Chicago and the children that live in it. You know who Jack Nick is? Jack Nick is on the phone. Hey, Jack, thanks for joining the show. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, Lisa, my pleasure. I'm, as you said, my name's Jack Nick, and I'm a very proud representative of Republic Bank of Chicago.
You are the presenting sponsor of this event, and I know that you're going to announce a donation you want to make, but why are you involved? I mean, what's the connection to you, to camp, to these kids?
Well, John, I'm glad you asked. You know, if you meet Hector and you chat with Bob for a little bit, you can't help but pick up on the passion and the genuine love that they have for what they do and taking care of these kids. And from our ownership to our executives to everyone who works here, we found that City Kids Camp was so aligned with our purpose, whether it's helping a fifth grader, a business owner, and not to sound overly hokey, but we really view ourselves as trying to put people on a brighter path, whether that's in life, in banking. But if we can help somebody, a child especially, through City Kids Camp, learn that they can do more, be more, and achieve more, I think every one of us here would sign up for that all day long.
We just love that you feel the same way we do, and that not only you as an individual, but the company, the bank you represent, Republic Bank, is so kind in supporting this City Kids Radiothon.
And smart, too. I so connect with what you're saying. If you help that kid, you help that kid. And that helps the city. That helps all of us. It's an investment, isn't it?
Absolutely. If we, you know, everybody talks about investing in the future. Well, these kids are our future,
yeah.
Right? I mean, these are the kids who are going to grow up and be the next leadership generation of Chicago. And, you know, I think, John, as you said, it is very smart. We should all be so smart as to care yeah. about this and listen to what Bob and Hector are doing.
Because Jack is our presenting sponsor, he had a direct line to call in. You can call 888-245-4377. When you go to WGNradio.com/camp, of course you can hit a donate button, but the address to send a check, if that's more your style, you'll find it right there published on our website. What kind of check do you have, Jack?
Well, you know what? Last I heard, we were closing in on getting 100 kids to camp.
Yeah.
So Republic Bank of Chicago wants to put it over the top with a $10,000 donation.
All right.
I think that gets us to 100.
Whoa. Well done, sir. Thank you for your donation. We're going to continue to talk about this, and we'll think kindly on Republic Bank, sir.
John, thank you. God bless you all for your efforts.
We're going to talk to Bruno coming up after the 2:30 news. Bruno is a camper. Do you know Bruno, Hector?
I do.
Yeah, kid from Little Village.
In fact, his sister was a camp counselor last year.
And that's what you find, that a lot of these kids come back and they want to participate. They want to give back.
They do.
At what age do they age out where they can't join you anymore?
In fact, we've had kids from 12th grade. So,
oh, good.
As young as what, Hector?
As young as fifth.
Fifth to 12th grade.
Right.
Boy, if you can get them when they're fifth grade, fourth grade, sixth grade, you can really make a difference.
Right. And the beauty of our camp is that we treat every child as though they're our own. So
yeah.
Whenever they're in our house, we take care of them, we feed them, and we discipline them at times.
Right. Sandy and Ken Falkenham, thank you so much. I don't know that we've met, but they just made a $5,000 donation.
Wow.
That is absolutely huge.
Whoa.
Thank you so much, Sandy and Ken. I think they get the mission. They understand it. And we have one other person before we go to break on the
oh,
phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dan Riegel.
Dan was one of our volunteers, if I'm not mistaken, right? Hey, Dan, are
yes,
you there?
And
I'm
so
here.
What was your job, Dan? What did you do when you went down to camp for cleanup?
My wife and I painted the media room or media cabin.
I love that kids can do TikTok
yeah.
videos. That, I mean, that's you're
and
speaking their language.
And everything, yeah.
yeah.
Well, they've dedicated a cabin, and I thought, oh, I don't want to do that. It was not the freshest part of camp, and there you were putting in a lot of sweat labor, Dan.
No, it was our pleasure. We had so much fun.
And then he pulled Hector and I aside and Bob, and he goes, listen, we're happy to help out, but we also want to send kids to this place. And that's why we just called you back. I don't know how many kids you're going to send to camp, Dan, but what kind of a donation do you want to make?
We're willing to send 10 kids to camp.
Oh, thank you. Dan, thank you.
You do know the math on that, right, sir? You know what you're talking about,
sir.
Right, Dan?
Yep.
Bob, what's 10 times 600, by the way?
That would be $6,000.
Wow. All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Very kind of you not just to write a check, but also to get out there and help. Please know that we're forever thankful.
And we will be there next year, too.
Yeah, a lot of the folks that came down and cleaned up the camp wanted to do it. Can't wait to get back down there.
And I feel so sorry for Dan and his wife now that they had to paint that crusty cabin.
Hector, what year I know you bought a camp in Dixon, and then you went and sunk your money into this camp in Lewistown. What year did you launch in Lewistown?
2019. In fact, we've been doing this is our 10th year, so we've been doing this for 10 years. Wow.
And you just scrapped it all together with your wife and decided you were going to cook for kids and welcome into what they would know as your home.
Well, in 2016, we operated out of our home in Dixon, Illinois. So we had a storm go through and we had 60 kids in our house and we were on pins and needles, but the kids loved it.
This
had
is your own
time.
Money, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is a person who cares, a person who grew up in a neighborhood in Chicago where, you know, may I say, you took a beating once or twice, didn't you, Hector?
I did. I was bullied.
Yeah, and that's how he feels about these kids, you know, getting them out of the neighborhood, getting them into a place where they can coexist and probably develop conflict resolution strategies without even knowing that's what's being done.
And that's one of the things that we hired this year. We hired a teacher, a SEL teacher, to teach the kids de-escalation, anger management, just so they could calm down and look at conflict in a different perspective.
Yeah, they have more than just fun programs. They have smart activities for the kids.
And so if you're a person that gets disgusted by listening to the news or what happens, yeah, or you want to stereotype kids in Chicago, especially kids from tough neighborhoods, take a deep breath and think that maybe you could be a part of the solution. And you can do that by sponsoring a kid to go to camp. Now, if you can only donate $50, that's cool too. But the number is 888-245-4377. John, we have to take a break.
Yep, or go to WGNradio.com/camp and we'll come back with some numbers.
This is the City Kids Camp Radiothon. John Williams brought it to WGN with the help of Bob, and Hector is the founder of the camp.
And it goes for, how many years have you been doing this, Hector, now?
10 years.
10 years. And it gets bigger and better every year. It's more ambitious every year. They've added, in the 2 years that I've been working with him, or three, a mini golf course, a media room, a Zen garden. It's growing by leaps and bounds, thanks to what we're doing here right now.
If you want to be a part of it, and I really hope you will, whatever you can donate, 888-245-4377. This is one of the kids that you're helping. This is Bruno. Bruno, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. How old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
And you're from Little Village, and you've been to camp before. What was the best thing that happened at camp last year?
Everything. I enjoy everything at camp. The activities, going to the pool, it's my favorite.
Did you make friends with people that you probably would have never met before?
Yes, I made a lot of friends, and just every summer I text them, like, are we going to camp? Just have fun.
And when you know that people are helping, you know, donate money to send kids to camp, what kind of feeling does that give you?
For me, donating money, it helps. Can you ask again? I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's just people listening right now, and they want to donate, and they just don't understand the whole concept. Maybe you can tell me about Hector and his wife, because he's sitting here, and that's somebody you know, right?
Hi, Hector.
Hi, Bruno.
Oh, my God. Yes. So
say something nice.
Donations, it gives more kids, like, allows more kids to have fun. It gives them a chance to escape from the violence and limits to where they can enjoy things.
Lisa,
kids, just because, enjoy the nature and make friends without dealing stuff they might be dealing at home.
And Hector, do you know most of these kids by name?
At the end, I do.
Yeah.
But I met Bruno, and Bruno always wanted to play soccer, so I had to school him and show him how to play.
You're letting the old man show you how to play soccer, Bruno?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you told me when we talked off the air a little bit today, Bruno, that it's a relief from your neighborhood. And I don't know that your neighborhood is that bad, but when you're out in nature like that, it's different. Can you tell me the difference between where you live and what it's like at camp?
Yeah, so there's more to life, to be honest, because just hearing sirens every day and what you see and hear on the news, City Kids Camp, it opened my eyes more that there's more to life.
That's great. I'm so happy to talk to you, Bruno. I'm so happy you get to go back to camp this year. And we really appreciate you joining us because you're the voice of the people that we're helping. I think that, you know, you're a great kid to represent all the kids that will be sent to camp this year. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bruno.
Bye, Bruno.
You're welcome, Hector.
He loves Hector. Hector's wife does all the cooking, too, which is absolutely amazing.
Well, she got her food manager's license, so she's the one that directs all the other cooks and food handlers what to prepare.
And this started 10 years ago, basically in their backyard in Dixon, and now it's bloomed into a full-on camp.
We bought this camp that was abandoned, so we've been fixing things ever since. So
yeah, that's why we need to do this the weekend beforehand. I mean, it's ready to go, but each year it just gets a little bit better, fresher, a little more ambitious. And by the way, if you want to make a donation, we'll give the phone number again, but you can also just go to WGNradio.com/camp, and there you'll see the faces of the kids. We just put some new pictures up. There's video there. You'll get a better sense of the camp. But know that it's going to a good place, and it's going to a good cause. It's a camp just a little southwest of Peoria. Go to WGNradio.com/camp. You can make a donation, or you can call the number you got it in front of you.
888-245-4377. Before we take a break, let's talk to Mary Frances. Mary Frances is a great representative of Jewel Osco. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Oh, I'm well. Thanks for having me on this day. This is one of our favorite organizations that we partner with.
Oh, I love that. And tell me why.
I love hearing about Bruno's experience.
Yeah. Why is it important to Jewel?
Well, because you know what? We are out in the community. That's a big thing for us, right? But secondly, every kid should experience camp. I had the opportunity to go. It was a wonderful time to be out there in nature, to roast marshmallows, to meet some new friends. The experience alone, everyone should have this opportunity. So I cannot urge everyone enough, if you have the opportunity to go ahead and donate to this organization, to please do. Because hearing from, you know, young men like Bruno and others who are participating or hope to participate one day, that's awesome. And in Jewel Osco, we love this partnership.
Thank you for doing what you do, Mary Frances. That's amazing.
And it's so true. When you think Jewel Osco, you think all of Chicagoland. And all of Chicagoland benefits from these kids going to camp, the individuals. And then when they come back with more of a spirit of community, everybody benefits. So it's a great partnership. And they have good food. And we know good food comes from Jewel Osco, too. So I think everybody wins, Mary Frances.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks so much, and I hope that we raise a ton more money this year than we did last year and next year and from here on out for these kids.
That's the goal. That is the goal. I want 200 kids to go to camp. I mean, there's going to be over 900 over the course of the summer, right, Hector?
There is.
If this radio station and this group of people could send 200, that would make a big impact.
What kind of donation is Jewel Osco going to make?
I think we've already talked about that. I think we've got a couple thousand dollars out there that we've donated already.
Fantastic.
Excellent news. Thank you, Mary Frances.
We appreciate that. If you want to match that donation, if you want to send one kid to camp, the number is 888-245-4377. Hector Corona and his wife have been helping kids and making a difference since 2016. Gosh, God bless you.
Thank you.
So City Kids Camp Radiothon, here's the deal. Our number is 888-245-4377. Just got a message from Roberta and Alessio. They came out and helped paint the mini golf course, and they're thrilled. We appreciate everyone who's making a donation, regardless of how big or small it is. What are you looking at over there, John?
I just saw another donation that we forgot to count, so I'm connecting with that person to make sure they're going to make the donation they did. Because people people are texting them in, they're calling them in. What's the number that we're at right now, Bob Evans? How many campers have we sent to camp?
Right now we're at $92,515, which will send 154 kids to camp this summer.
We're way over 100. Lisa wanted to get to 200.
Darn right.
Because she's not driving the bus. So so make that donation, boy. This would blow the roof off if we do. We could double what I was hoping we would get to camp. Go to WGNradio.com/camp. You can make a donation right now.
Here's the deal. We're down to a matter of minutes, 9 minutes left of this radiothon. Then we go back to regular programming. The number will be open until 4. But gosh, if we could close that gap right now and end this radiothon at 3 o'clock with at least 200 kids on the bus, that would mean the world to me. Brian Gordon's on the phone. Brian,
there he is. Brian, how are you? I've been trying to reach you, Brian.
Hey. Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, we're begging for money. What do you got, Brian?
Let's cut to the chase.
This is a meaningful cause, and obviously we think every child should be able to go to camp and everything as well. So we're going to do $2,500.
Wow.
Right on. And tell everyone about Gordon and Associates.
Yeah.
So Gordon Associates, we're a family-run organization started by my dad, Murray Gordon, about 50 years ago. And we help people in the community and really from coast to coast figure out how to pay for long-term care and how to get through the problem of living a lot longer these days.
Yeah, that's a tough issue for a lot of people.
We had him on the show on the business lunch the other day, and it was just such a quick, comprehensive overview of who needs long-term health care, what it's going to cost, how do you get it, how does it pay off for you. It's a podcast at WGNradio.com on the Wintrust business lunch page, and I recommend people hear that conversation.
Thank you so much for your generous donation, Brian.
Thanks for what you guys all do for the kids and everything. That's great.
$2,500. Yeah. Brian Gordon, Gordon Associates.
Number you can give, 888-245-4377. It's kids 5th through 8th grade, 5th through 9th grade, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hector, you've seen kids come from just about every neighborhood that needs attention. And so when they come to the camp, you weren't so worried about what the cabins look like or the fact there was no sign up front. You're like, these kids are going to be okay with it.
In fact, Lisa, when they're out there, they don't see the imperfections of the camp.
Right.
They just want to have fun. And that's the beauty of our camp.
And you said they love to ride bikes because many times they can't ride them in their own neighborhood.
Right. And I was going to say, in my neighborhood, I couldn't ride the bike because I know I would get... It would be taken off.
There is a collection of really nice bicycles, multi-speed mountain bikes. There must be 50 of them, 25 of which are operable because the kids ride the heck out of them. They're going up and down the things. We get out there beforehand and we repair the bikes, clean them up, and then they're ready to go all over again. They ride bikes. They do a slip and slide. They play mini golf. They play soccer, basketball, volleyball. They have a media room and they have organized activities too. They are exhausted at the end of a day.
Thank God they are.
I can't thank you enough, Hector, and I hope if people aren't moved by Bruno's story or other stories of people who have been to camp that they would find some connection with you and want to give. The fact that you came from Mexico with your parents, you had to be their interpreter to buy a house, to make all of those improvements in their lives. They're still alive. They should be so proud of you.
His mother was cooking the weekend we were down there.
That's right.
Yeah, and I hope that people can connect with that and give, because what you've given out of your own pocketbook and the effort that you've put in to make this happen for kids that you've never met is so impressive. May we all do something as grand in our lives.
Lisa, we come from humble beginnings. My wife does too. Her dad was a philanthropist. He gave a lot, and helping people that need the help is all that matters, and I think that's why we do it.
Thanks for letting me be part of this and giving you an hour of your show, Lisa, for this cause. And I just want people to know that the operators are going to answer the phones until 4. So if you've had trouble getting in, you can still call that phone number.
It's 888.
Thank you.
888-245-4377. And you really can make a difference in a kid. Like someone mentioned earlier, these kids are going to be the people running this city in the future, and they will never forget the days that they have at City Kids Camp.
WGNRadioCamp.com. I'm going to go record the Mincing Rascals podcast now. Bob Evans, what's the number you're looking at now?
Right now, we're at $94,483. And that's 157 kids.
Oh, we've got some work to do. I really want to hit 200. I know that we can make this happen. Help us out in this crunch right now, however you can. WGNradio.com/camp. And Hector, what is it like for kids who've never been in the country, never heard, you know, the crickets, the frogs, seen the fireflies?
The dark scares them.
So. Oh, yeah.
And the noises.
And the stars, something they've never seen.
Beautiful. So
yeah.
They're in awe when they see the stars.
Well, they're used to other noises, but they're sirens and gunshots.
Correct.
Not to be too dramatic, but the kids invariably say that.
Yeah, right. Absolutely, because that is a part of their life every day.
And we see the transformation. So at the beginning, they still have their guard up, but at the end, they're as friendly as you always want them to be.
And I love that you bring in people that address conflict resolution. I think just by the fact that they're all together in a camp and they're making new friends, they might find that they have more in common with people than they thought.
Right. And something interesting, the kids in rural go through the same problems as kids from urban areas.
They do.
There's a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol. A lot of violence.
When you see the pictures at WGNradio.com/camp, you'll see a lot of black faces, a lot of brown faces, white faces, and it's nice to see the intermingling of them all, too.
Yeah. And that's our objective, is we want to get everyone involved, talking to each other, and that's the best thing.
You're right, because that's not just a lifelong memory, that's a lifelong skill.
Correct.
Yeah, and I think that all those faces represent the audience that listens to this radio station, and we're hoping that you will be moved by what you've heard and actually pick up the phone right now. It's so simple. We have volunteers, 888-245-4377. That's 888-245-4377.
WGNradio.com/camp. Okay, thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Hector.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
One more number, Bob. What are you looking at?
Bob's we are looking at 159 kids.
Oh,
159.
Man.
Okay, 41 more to get to Lisa's objective.
We got to do it. We'll do it. I'm not giving up. We'll continue this afternoon.
And you know that the operators are on duty until 4.
Right.
However, okay. The website is on duty all the time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you all for what you do, Hector.
Thank
bless you.
Thanks,
we appreciate
everybody.
It.